ask most people to describe the God they believe in, and it's like you ask them to look in the mirror. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec is a Christian apologist who speaks around the world and has written A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. Alec, what prompts this kind of reflection? Pardon the pun.
John, the God question is one of the most fundamental we can address, and it all boils down to this. Either God made man or man made God.
Yeah, it has to be one or the other.
It's the fork in the road. The temptation is to choose the latter, and the Bible is littered with examples. Acts 17 highlights the first century idolatry in the city of Athens. The Apostle Paul tells them who the one true God really is, turning their world upside down. He says we can't fashion God in our image. He's already made us in his image.
And we don't have to go back 2,000 years to see idolatry. That's alive and well today.
An idol is anything that takes God's rightful place in our affections. And like Narcissus, the Greek myth about the young man who fell in love with his own reflection, our tendency is to fall in love with ourselves.
Yeah.
Ask people today what kind of God they believe in, and you'll discover it's a God who likes all the things they like and dislikes all the things they dislike.
Yeah, quite the coincidence there.
The God of the Bible warns us against this. We need to conform to him, not the other way around. That's why Christianity is not the path of least resistance. It's the road less travelled, but it's anchored in the truth. The Bible reveals the true God who created the universe, the true God who designed this world, the true God who established the moral framework for humanity. Now that's a God worthy of worship.
And you can share that God in a more effective way with a friend who doesn't know him yet through Alec's Gospel Tract at reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.